this guy.
We are learning Masechtas Beya Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the bottom Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Our Mishnah said that anything that's also from Shvus or Rishus or Mitzvah is Chayiv on Shabbos and Chayiv Yontif. We went through a whole list of different things that are Isser Al Star Abonon. And now the Gemara is going through other things. It says V'loy Mekachim. You can't do Kedushin on Shabbos or Yom Tov. And the reason is, Rashi explains, is because a lot of times you write down the Ksuba, you have to write a Ksuba, these things, or you write a Shtar Kedushin, Shtar Erisin or Shtar Kedushin, so therefore they made a Gzeri, you can't get married on Shabbos or Yom Tov. But the problem is that we consider this a Rishos. It says, V'elam Shem Rishos, Lo Donim, V'le Mekachim, V'reiti Mar Kasho, a Mitzvah Kavit. It's a Mitzvah, it's included in the Mitzvahs. L'tzricha, the Isla Isha Abonim. He already has a wife and children. Rashi says, either if you're Beishami, he has two boys, or if you're Reisil, Zach, and Akeva, he's already Yaitza, the mitzvah Puravu. And now there's no mitzvah of Puravu anymore. There is a mitzvah of Babaika Zera Zaracha, L'Erev, Al Tanach Yedecha, but there's no mitzvah of Puravu anymore, and therefore it's not the same level mitzvah as a mitzvah, it's more of a shos. The Mishnah said, "For lechotzo miyavim, you don't do chalitza or yibum. Break tomorrow, kashuv a mitzvah ka'avet. Why is he doing a mitzvah? It's yichadik a gadol that there's a gadol. When there's a gadol, mitzvah by gadol liyavim. It's a mitzvah by gadol to do yibum. And by chalitza, there we are also the same thing. That it's a mitzvah the gadol to do chalitza, and therefore we're handling that it was not the gadol. It was the person who was younger. The brother was younger, and therefore it's not the same level mitzvah." The Kula Tayamai, like we spoke out, what's the reason all these things are usher from Din to Kedushin to Chalitza and Yibum? The reason is Shem Yichtoi made me come to write the Shtar Psak Din or Shtar for Kedushin, Shtar Ksuba or Shtar Chalitza, and therefore all these things are usher because you might come to write. Ve'elehem Shem Mitzvah, these are the things that are mitzvah and still usher. What are they? Loi Mikachim, you can't make something hektish, Loi Marichim, you can't do Erichin, Loi Machrimin. And you can't say cherem alai. What's the reason? It's a gzeira for buying things. Now, buying things is also what? So Rashi has two pshatim. Because Rashi is bothered by something. If mekach hamemka is only the rabbanon, it's a gzeira l'gzeira, really. We're saying it can't be makdish because it looks like mekach hamemka. Mekach hamemka itself is only the rabbanon. So Rashi has two pshatim. Either Rashi says mekach hamemka is also min amikra. It's also from the pasuk in Yeshaya. It says, m'tsoy chevtzuch avadah b'davah. That's one teretz of Rashi. And the other teretz of Rashi is because Mekach HaMemkar, you know, come to, the reason Mekach HaMemkar was Takal Sar Bonon, because you come to Ksiva Stari Mechira, Vim Taima Hav L'Gzera L'Gzera, Rashi has Kulucha L'Gzera, it's one Gzera. So upon him, all these things are also from Mekach HaMemkar. So how are you going to ask me, sometimes in Shul, they have an appeal, and a guy says, and they give $200 stocko. What do you mean? It says, well, you're not allowed to do that. Oh, you say it's a mitzvah, right? Oh, you're a mitzvah. Here it's a mitzvah also. You can't do that. So, already the Rishonim and Shabbos speak about it, but the Shulta Gebarim here also speaks about it. Chen le-makdishim le-gevayah, like the Shulta Gebarim. V'nira be'enai, she'ena osa el kshudova be'enai. Something that's be'en. K'goyin sh'yoyim ha'dova zeh yehei hektish. She says, this thing is hektish. Am oma harei alai hektish, kach v'kach, I'm going to have myself to get the hektish this much, mutter. She'arei u'ko'ima, harei alai losit tzedakah, kach v'kach, k'mvuri v'kunches arayitz. It's like saying a real light tzedakah. You have to look at the Ran and Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kufnun, to a discussion on this. Because why is Erichin better? Maybe Erichin also is like that. It's a real light tzedakah. So why is it better? It's a big tumult in the Rishonim, Makaponim. All these things are also from Mekach HaMemka. The last halacha of this group of Shvus is Lemagbim Truma Umaiser. You're not allowed to be Mafrish Truma Umaiser. You have Tevel on Shabbos Yom Tiv. You can't be Mafrish it. Zok the Gemara Kasha, Zok the Gemara Pshita, it's Pashit. Now, why is it so Pashit? It's so Pashit? That's what Gemara says. Gemara says Pshita. You have to know why exactly it's so Pashit. So Rosh Yosef speaks out because you already had this Mishnah before that it's Pashit. It can't be Mafis, Chumash, and Mises. Zok the Gemara, Tan Rav Yosef, Lo Nitzchuch, Alitna. That's the Kasha. Kasha is Pashit. We know this already. We know you're not allowed to be Mafis, Chumash, and Mises. Tan Rav Yosef, Nitzchuch, Alitna, and Lekoyim, and Baibayim. The case is that you are giving it to the Koyim that day. So then you could taina. That since, why is it also to take off Chumash and Maisers on Yom Tov and Shabbos and Yom Tov? Why? Because it looks like Misakimana. It looks like you're fixing it. Now, it's not really Misakimana because it's not a Keli. That's number one. And number two, now it's not a Keli, it's not really fixing anything, just taking off the Issa. But it's Nirik Misakim. So you would have a havamina that if you are taking some, giving it to the kohen, someone will, it's not nirik masakin. Or it looks like the poor kohen needs a Shabbos Suda, so I'm bringing him a Shabbos Suda. Does not look like I'm doing hafrasha. So that's what you think. It's mutter, k'mas on, still asa. So the reading inside, like, this is chol, litnim, l'koyim, b'evi yayim, it's still asa. Now this whole iser, to take off chumas and maizfus, v'anim li peri t'vila masma, only peris that became tevel yesterday, and I should have took it off yesterday. I'll peri t'vila v'idna, but something that comes tevel right now on Yom Tif, what's the example? Not that you cut it off the tree, because then you're not cut off some of the tree on Yom Tif. What's the example? Again, isa, you made it easy, let me make a dough on Yom Tif, because it's fresh. You're allowed to be mafashid and give it to the kohen. That is mutter to do on Yom Tov. Because there, you're allowed to make an isa on Yom Tov, you're allowed to give chala on Yom Tov, you're allowed to give Yom Tov. So I think more right there. It's in the Mishnah, Eil Mishum Shvos, Mishum Shos, and Mishum Mitzvah. So we touched the Mishnah already, because we knew the Gemara already. But the Gemara doesn't stand. It says, V'hani Mishum Shos Ika, Mishum Shos Leka. It sounds like the Mishnah, that the first half of the Mishnah is the Issa Shvos. And then you have like a Issa Mishum Roshos and Mishum Mitzvah. What do you mean? Mishum Roshos and not Mishum Shvos? It's a Shvos also. Vayit Mar Kasha, Vahani Mishum Roshos Ika Mishum Shvos Leka. Vahani Mishum Mitzvah Ika Mishum Shvos Leka. Remember, the Mishnah says, this is Shvos, this is Roshos, this is Mitzvah. Roshos is not a Shvos. So at the moment, it's only by Yikama. Lo yimi by Shvos, great, this is also. Not only is a Shvos alone also, which means there's no Shemitz a Mitzvah. For example, to go up a tree. There's no Mitzvah to go up a tree. That's also, not only that is also, but even the Roshos also, even something that's learned by Shavuos Shavuos Greis is also, I feel Shavuos the Roshos Nami also, even Shavuos the Roshos also also, even though it's a little bit of a mitzvah, still also, learned by Shavuos the Roshos also, something that's a little bit of a mitzvah is also, I feel Shavuos the mitzvah Nami, Mamash mitzvah, still also, that's the reading Mishnah. Don't think more about it. The Mishnah ends off that Kol Elu. Then it says, the only difference in Yom Tov and Shabbos is Oichel Nefesh. That means no other difference in Yom Tov and Shabbos. V'reminu, we looked at our first mission of this parak, Mashilim Derech Aruva B'Yom Tov, Avalei V'Shabbos, that only on Yom Tov are you allowed to lower down the Paris because of a Hefsev, not on Shabbos. So you see, there's another chalak in Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos has a Issa Tircha, even Makom Hefsev, Mashenk and Yom Tov. So why are we saying there's no difference in Shabbos and Yom Tov? I'm Rav Yais. What? What? Not at all.
If it wasn't a food item, it was something that's
yeah, anything that's hefset.
Clothing that's getting worn, you could throw it through.
Yeah, anything that's a hefset. You don't plan on eating the paris. They actually say, we're talking about chitim sa'irim. No, we're not eating it now. And the Gemara even says, what?
You could.
What?
You could, though.
Yeah, but there's no. If you could eat something, that's not how it was. Hoyle, you want to say? The word of Hoyle?
I didn't want to say it, but now I
want to say it. No, that's not what I mean. Here, anything that's a hefset, it was not like Yom Tov, anything that's a hefset. Rav Yosef, loy kasha. Ha Rav Eliezer, Rav Yeshua. It's not Shvah. One's Rav Eliezer, Rav Yeshua. We're going to show that there's already another machlekes makom hefset if you're allowed to be Samech and Kulos on Yom Tov. Tanya, look at the Braisa. Oysoy v'esbenoy. A behemah and its child, Shnofla bar, fell into the bar. Now, halacha is, you're not allowed to shecht the mother and the child the same day. So now these two things that fell in the bar, you can't say I have to take both of them out because I can't use both of them on Yom Tov. So what do? Rav Elazar and Maile Ezer Rishon, you take one out, and that you can eat. I'm not so shechted, it's shechted. Shechted, it's shechted. But Hashemi, Oyslei Pernasim, Mekayimai. This Yom is the other one, you have to, you know, send down, lower down some food, leave it where it is, and so it shouldn't die, you can't bring it up. Even Makom Hefzid, you can't bring it up. You bring the first one you want to shecht it. Because you say, you know what? I think the other one is nicer. Check either one. So what do you see? So it comes out over here that Rabbi Yezer is makel to bring up. Rabbi Yezer is not makel to bring up. And Meshua is makel. So our Mishnah that says that there's no difference in Shabbos and Yom Tov is going according to Rabbi Yezer, who holds that's taka no difference. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, there's a difference. Yom Tov, you have more coolers. Makom Hefzid, you could do a harama. So he's also the Tana of our Mishnah that says, Mashilim Peiris on Yom Tov, and not on Shabbos. Amalei Abaya, what's the dimyan to the case of harama? Amalei Abaya, might. You could go both ways. Might. Dilma Adkan, like Rabbi Yezer, awesome. Only there, Rabbi Yezer said, we're not worried about Hefzid. Really, he holds a hold of Hefzid. Maybe he holds a Mashilim. But there you have Eitzel, the Efshe Panosa. There you can feed the animal down there. Avahachal, Efshe Panosa. Here it's pouring rain on all your barley. There's no Eitzel. Loi. Inami, Adklan Kam Ramshu Hasam El Efshe Larume. Like I said, all the way also. Ramshu is only allowing it there because you have a Eitzel of Arama. Avahachal, Le Efshe Larume. Here's no Arama. You're doing Pash the Tircha. Loi. L'chayr Chibiasa. So therefore, we can't say that to answer the stira between the first Mishnah and this Mishnah, that one's Rabbi Elazar Ramshu because it's not Shaykhis. One is Beshame, one Beshila. Let's now look at the Mishnah Daf Yabez in Mesechus Beya. Beshame Omer Emetziim Leis Akotam Leis Alulav Leis Sefetayr Lishirabim. Beshame holds you now like carry a yontiv, a katan, you now push a baby carriage, you now take out ilulav on yontiv, you now take a sefetayr on yontiv. Lishirabim. Ubeisil Matir and Beshila is Muta. Why? So partial learning now is the reason is because Beshame holds that tiltol shloil tzayrich is asa. And Mesil also tells her Tzarech Muta. Shloi Tzarech Nefesh talking about. Even though it's a Tzarech, but so Beis Shammai holds no head there. He holds like Ein Ben Yontif, L'Shab Tzarech Nefesh Vat. The Mishnah Mashilim that's Mat the Hefsid is going according to Beis Hillel, whose hold he'll have to be Metazel at Tzarech. So one's Beis Shammai, one's Beis Hillel. Zatmar Mamina, Dumalahi, Adkalan Kama, Ara Beis Shammai Hosom, Eloh Haitzah. Maybe Beis Shammai only asked Haitzah. Aval Tiltal, Lord, who said he asked the Tiltal? Maybe only Tzol he asked it, but Tiltal maybe he said it, that's Mutta to do Tzarech Hefzid or Tzarech. And for the Gemara, no. Otto Tiltal of Tzarech Hetzal here? Isn't Tiltal awesome because of Hetzal? And if there's no Issa Hetzal, then there's no Issa Tiltal. But if there is Issa Hetzal, according to Ben Shammai, so then there's Issa Tiltal also, Shalot Tzarech Nefesh. And therefore, it's the Mishnah that says that Emil Shabbos is Ben Shammai, who holds that he cannot be metal to the Paris for no reason, because he holds that he can't do Haitzah for no reason, and therefore he's not allowed to take down the Paris. I'm saying the first Mishnah says you're allowed to take down the Paris, because going with the Basil, you're allowed to tilt the Shloya Tzarech. It's no problem with Tircha. Teretz and Malkum have said they allowed you to do Tircha. But Kapanam, the answer to the Stiro is saying the Mishnah Vavon Beis over here is Beis Shammai. And the first Mishnah is Beis Hillel. Now, we're going to start a new sugya, the sugya of Techumen. That from here to the, basically to the end of the parak, is a sugya of Techumen. This basically, and last mission of the parak is about Muksa, but we're going to talk about Techumen now. Habahima va'akelim karagli abam. The Mishnah says a chiddush, that if you don't learn the Mishnah, you won't notice chiddush. That we know, you're not allowed to go out of your Techum more than 2,000 amas. The city is a city, out of the city of 2,000 amas, can't walk more than that. What about your clothing? The halacha is the clothing have the same tchum as you. That means if you're in the city over here and you made an Erev to the north side, so it means you only go north 4,000 amas, but you can't go south because you put the Erev 2,000 amas away from the city. You only go 4,000 amas this way. Now, it's pouring rain and someone wants to walk 2,000 amas the opposite way. So he wants to borrow your raincoat. No. Your raincoat has a tchum of you and it cannot go the other way 2,000 amas because it has your tchum. So a behema va'akelim keragli ha'bailim has the tchum of the bailim. Whatever the bailim has a tchum, that's your tchum. That's whatever the bailim is, that's the kelim's tchum also. Hamoyse behemte lebnoi leroya. I really keragli ha'bailim. If you give over your behema to your son, even for yontif, to your son or to the roya, I really keragli ha'bailim. We'll see if it's before yontif or on yontif. Pashas, this means on yontif. But we'll see, the Gemara will discuss what's exactly the case. If you give the behemoth to your son on Yontiv, or to the Raya on Yontiv, it's karagli abayim, because you're kind of shvisa ben ashmashas. If you have a household that the father died, and some of the kelim am yuchad to certain brothers, so harayel karaglov, it's like that brother's tchum. But if you didn't split the Yerusha yet, it's like a shutvis. It goes by all the people of the shutvis, and therefore, if one made an erev this way, and one erev that way, you're stuck in the middle here. You can't move those kelim because you can't have two of them in tchumen. You can't have two of them in tchumen. Only can have one tchum. The kelim. No, you can't make erev that way. No, you can make one way. The erev is in makom shvisa. The whole concept of erev is that wherever the erev is, that's where you're living. That's the whole concept. That's how you go 2,000 amos from the erev, because that's your new place to live. You can't live in two places. You only live in one place.
Up to 2,000 in any direction.
Yeah, but only one. You can't do two of them. You go in 2,000 amos each direction.
I should two in any direction, but any direction I can go to.
Yeah, from that erev. But let's say you have a city in the middle.
From the house.
if that's a shvisa. But if you have an eruv, you can go because you already made a shvisa there. The house is now where your chalas are. That's where your shvisa is. So hashal kli mechaver me'erev yomtiv. If someone borrows a kli mechaver me'erev yomtiv before yomtiv, then karagli hashal. So then it goes like the shvisa of the shoyel, the guy who borrowed it. Because Bein HaShemasho is when Shabbos came in, he already had it in his Rishos, so it goes with his Tchum. But Yom Tiv, if you borrowed the Keli on Yom Tiv, then Keragli HaMashal, you borrowed the raincoat on Yom Tiv, it goes like the Keragli HaMashal, because Bein HaShemasho belonged to him.
What?
It's
the same thing we said before, no?
Where? By Raya?
Yeah, by the
Benoya Raya?
By the
which Kalim? Oh yeah. That was the klal. Abahim of Karama was the klal. Now I'm going into details. Here's talking about Shoyal. Actually, it's not talking about that. It's a whole different case. I said a case. I gave a case just to give you to break it down to you. But here the Mishnah is explaining to you. Let's see. Which Rashi Tashi means like this: a person, a isha, borrowed from her friend spices to put into her kdeira, or water or salt to put into her isa, into the dough. It turns out the isa, it goes like both of them's tchums, because it was on yontif. We said on yontif goes like ragli hamashal. So when you borrowed the spices or the salt or the water, harayak ragashtayim. Rabbi the point of the mayim. Rabbi says when mayim, it's bottled to the isa, but it's no mamish to it. I can ask me salt and spices do have mamish. So Rashi's answer is that the case is that the question is the mayim is a case where here it says mayim eim mamish, but although the case of salt and tavlin is a case where it's big salt. Rashi says it's big salt, so it's nicker. So therefore, that's a case where it will be nicker. Tavlin is nicker because you can taste it. Like upon him, Dafka Ruda says mayim eim mamish, but other things have mamish.
So you're not talking about like a soup, but it's the ikker.
Right, by a soup, right. That would not be because of mayim. That would not be about the Rashi says it's a tafsel ova, a thick tafsel, where it turns, the water disappears. There it's Ein Behem Mamish. That's what we should, therefore, is no Truman on that.